Welcome to Five for the Day. It was my first job, and there I was sharing a bedsit with a dear friend in the far-off city of Birmingham. We had been friends throughout secondary school and had worked together in a Christian Sunday school's camp for many years, and now we were in this palatial one-room bedsit embarking on our teaching careers. He would be teaching in a primary school and me in a secondary school. I was always home before him, and would have had a nap after a busy day, and eaten my evening meal by the time he rolled in. This one particular day I shall never forget. It was in the summer, and over his evening meal he shared with me a fascinating conversation he had just had with his school's caretaker. Leaving school that evening, my friend had stopped to admire a beautiful garden of flowers. Apparently it had caught his attention for the variety of flowers and the blaze of different colours, as well as the immaculate way in which the garden was tended. Standing by it this day was the caretaker, and so my friend shared with him his thoughts about the garden. The caretaker, who had worked at the school for many years, told him the story of the garden. Apparently, when he had started working at the school, this area was covered with ashes from the school's boiler house, and so was a real blot on the landscape. However, when the heating system was no longer coal-fired, that patch of ground became even more of a neglected eyesore. So the green-fingered caretaker decided to intervene. Painstakingly and slowly, he removed the offending ashes and introduced some soil. Then he began to plant seeds, and slowly but surely what had been an eyesore was transformed into the beautiful garden my friend was admiring. When he shared that story with me, I saw in it a parable. I thought that's exactly what God is wanting and able to do with the life of each of us. No matter the mess we may have made of our lives, and haven't we all regretted some things in our lives? God is able to make something beautiful of them. Survey the life of Jesus when here on earth, and repeatedly he was able to put people's lives back together again and bless them beyond their wildest dreams. The classic example was a man called Legion, a man mentally deranged, with no sense of modesty, sadly engaged in self-harming. One day he met Jesus. Jesus came into his life and transformed him completely, doing for him what no human was able to do. When disbelieving neighbors came to see for themselves, they found him seated, clothed, and in his right mind. Thereafter he became a messenger for Jesus, telling people what Jesus had done in his life and the change he had brought about, and recommending Jesus to them. Whether you feel in desperate need of a change in view of your past life, or are just conscious that you are out of step with God, things can change. They won't change through self-help, nor through help from any other people. They will only change as you put faith in the one outside of yourself, even the Lord Jesus Christ. Why not hand over your life to him today and become a new creature in Christ Jesus? He is still in the business of transforming lives, if only you will trust him. May the Lord bless you richly.